Hello, welcome back to Glass of Wine. It's Friday and I'm ready for a big wine and a big sleep. Anyone else?
Oh, yes.
Yes. And with you here tonight, we have the incredible
Andy Schossler. I'm incredible.
And the amazing
Zancy Weber.
And the beautiful
Scott Foley.
Special guest tonight, Scott Foley.
Scott
welcome.
Foley.
Now tell us, who are you? What are you about? What do you do?
Why?
Well, I am a Brisbane musician, performer, and educator.
I hear that you are an opera teacher.
Kinda, yeah. So I teach private voice saxophone and piano, and then teach high school classroom music.
That's very cool. Yeah, that's very exciting. Now tell us, Scott, do you like wine?
I'm obsessed with it.
I am obsessed with all alcohol, but mostly wine.
Just get it into me.
Some people have fast food. I have wine and fast food.
Look, but same.
But tonight.
Some people like one thing. I like that thing and another thing.
I see you when
that's
I
that's what
you.
Makes me unique.
I'm like 95% of Australians.
Plus wine.
And not rum. So there you go. Maybe I am a little unique.
Maybe you are.
Probably not.
Not in this room. I also do not like
I'm a
rum.
White woman who likes wine. So I don't think I'm very unique at all. Tonight we are drinking a wine from the Wine Gallery. Wine Gallery. And this one is a Swinney Tirralira from the beautiful Franklin River in Western Australia. Now, yeah. We might be familiar with Western Australia because it is the west of the country that we record in.
Correct.
Have you ever been to Western Australia?
Or Ironsideville?
No, it's expensive.
Can you be sure that it exists, having not confirmed with your
I
own eyes?
I personally have
there?
Been to Western Australia, so I will jump in and defend Gina.
Thank you. Thank you.
I've also been there. It was lovely.
It was a beautiful part of the country.
I've heard Rottnest Island.
Quokkas.
Yeah, great. But apparently you can't pat the quokkas.
You're not encouraged to because...
But no one's stopping you.
Well, no, they don't
no
really enforce
there.
It. There are park rangers who will tell you not to do it, but they have no fear of you because they have no natural predator. So they just kind of like, they're just happy-go-lucky little rodent guys.
See, I don't know how good my
self-control
would be. Because they're so
grab
beautiful.
It and snap their neck.
No, I'll just grab it and put it in a bag.
Sink your teeth right into it. And
but then what do you do with it when you get home? Like, how do you care for a quokka?
I don't know. I guess they're like kangaroos, but smaller and cuter and less feisty.
I mean, they still smell pretty bad.
Oh,
like,
they
still smell like a wild animal.
I don't know. I don't think that would be too much of an issue because I like pigeons.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
How many pigeons have you tried to pigeon nap?
As a child, many.
Oh, that's adorable. I'm going to write a story called Gina the Pigeon Napper.
But as an adult, I realize it's harder and nearly impossible. And they're actually quite dirty, but some of them look so pretty and clean.
They do.
Yeah, and they're the young ones.
They're just are they?
Still full of diseases, though.
Yeah. Oh, look, some diseases... Are inevitable.
But Western Australia, lovely. This wine comes from there.
Mostly disease-free.
You might have noticed that we don't have a type of wine there because it is a white blend.
Yes, it is a white blend, which means, surprise, surprise, it is white.
Yeah, it is white and has three grapes in it, Riesling, a Pinot Gris, and a Gewürztraminer.
Now,
I don't believe I've ever had that combination.
No, we have had one Gewürztraminer before and we've had a couple of Rieslings. Mm. But yeah, so we have a blend this week.
It's very exciting. Is it our first white blend?
Yes, I do think so.
Oh,
we've
yeah.
had a couple red blends.
Scott, you're experiencing something new.
I'm just bringing first
yeah,
across the podcast.
Well, of course, we are sponsored again by thewinegallery.com.au and you should head there to get a weekly wine subscription where they will send you amazing and very...
Monthly.
And by month, weekly, I mean monthly.
Yes.
But in my head, it's weekly.
Because you can get enough bottles for one bottle a week.
100%.
Yeah.
Now, yes, so head to the wine gallery, thewinegallery.com.au. Nailed it. And, of course, do their palate quiz. They'll figure out what you like. And after a while, if, of course, they'll give you suggestions, but you can choose yourself what you want, give everything a try. You get local wines. You get international wines. It's a really good time for everyone involved.
Huge international selection.
Yeah.
And you can go back and rate the wines you've got to, like, further refine the kind of wines that they're going to suggest for you.
Mm.
And if you enjoy wines, they have an easy just buy a whole bunch of the wine that you particularly like and buy 6 or 12 bottles and they'll send that to you as well.
Especially.
Oh, sorry.
I was going to say, especially if you're having a party or just a Friday night.
And I was going to say that you actually get rewarded for rating the wines.
Mm.
You build up points and get enough points and they'll send you a free bottle.
Which is great. I mean, we love that's free the thing. Stuff.
We just got our second free bottle on our subscription because I go back and rate every bottle of wine as we do it.
The second I discovered that, I went back and rated like hell.
Now, have we had a sip, a sniff? What do we think, lads?
It smells very dry.
Mm.
It smells like you, like when you smell it, you can already feel yourself getting a bit drunk.
Yes, good description.
For a white wine, it does have a very strong smell. Like usually they're quite... Possibly also because they're usually chilled, but white wines generally don't have a very aromatic kind of smell to them.
Smell.
You kind of smell it. Yeah, really that's a white wine.
Notice, but I suppose you're right.
This one's quite fruity.
Mm.
Goes down like water. It's brilliant.
Oh yeah.
Yes, I.
Not a lot of aftertaste either.
No, I think it's very light, fruity, maybe a little summery. What do we think?
Yeah. Summery.
Definitely.
Stop it.
Definitely taste the Riesling.
Yeah.
That kind of.
I can't put my finger on that fruity taste that I'm getting, but I want to say passion fruit.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I agree.
Whatever it is makes me want to like shimmy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, Mama's a little wine drunk. Yeah, I feel ya. Now, do we want to play the game? Now, this game is the food game where we drink and we see what foods we might want to eat with this and see if the wine gallery agrees with you.
Well,
mm.
I definitely want something. It is quite sweet. Mm. And I think it would go well as a dessert.
Oh, okay. Dessert wine.
I want to have a bit of cake or a cheesecake even.
Biscotti.
Cheesecake would be perfect.
Biscotti.
Yeah.
Okay.
Something dry. But as far as a hearty meal is concerned, I really want to have it with a mango chicken or something. Something with a little bit of fruit in it.
Bit of
as well.
Fruit. Bit of butter chicken.
A butter chicken? Yeah, something sweet.
Mm. I think a chicken stir fry. Something.
Okay.
Something that itself is not overly ostentatious.
Yeah.
Not too many flavors. And then just pair it with this. Because this is very flavorful. Like if you can hold this in your mouth and it just gets sweeter and sweeter until you swallow it.
But
so
not,
yeah.
not sickly sweet. Like it's a very pleasant.
No, it's very, it's not like syrupy. Mm. It's just like very flavorful.
Mm. What about you, Scott?
I too am on the chicken train, but for the budget people, because I'm all about that budget life. I've got a Woolies roast chicken and some frozen vegetables.
Oh, yeah.
And
a
I'm
really
just,
hot chook.
Yeah. And I'm just drinking this. Like, I think it goes well with that.
A good hot chicken sanger.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
No.
Well,
would anybody want anything spicy with it?
No, I rarely want anything spicy.
Okay.
Mm.
Are you a spicy man?
I could see myself having this alongside a couple of tacos, yeah.
Well, a taco
is spicy? Particularly spicy.
Mexican food can be.
You can have them spicy if you want, yeah.
No, well, so I do agree with that. I do agree, but I still want my Woolies chicken.
Having said that, though, a curry might be nice for this as well. A korma or really anything. Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you, you're all wrong.
Oh. Well.
Except for Andy.
Hey!
No, it says you were pretty much all wrong until you said something spicy.
Yeah.
So it's something to serve with white meats. So chicken, yes. Marinated.
I feel like we all said chicken.
The quintessential white meat.
Yeah. But marinated in barbecue sauces, think hot wings and fiery jerk seasoning.
Oh, so sweet chicken. You're saying Gina.
It says hot wings. Hot wings aren't sweet.
I mean, I don't want to argue with the winegallery.com.au, but I cannot imagine pairing that with something like really saucy and flavorful.
But I think it's so refreshing that if you had that spiciness, you just cool your mouth down. You know, I think it's a good counterbalance. And then it also says Sichuan dishes of chicken, pork, and fish. Also green vegetable dishes, crab and lobster pasta.
Lobster. What do you think pasta. Of that? Nothing, no other kind of pasta.
Lobster.
And no other kind of lobster. Only lobster pasta.
Lobster pasta. Bring it to me.
I didn't even know that was a thing.
Yeah, well, I'm poor, lobster pasta. So how would I know?
Welcome to the world of the wine gallery.
What's a lobster?
You clearly need to watch more Hell's Kitchen.
Diet.
Because Gordon Ramsay, oh my God, he goes mad at people not doing lobster pasta
I'm
the right
I'm all
way.
About that Woolworths, like, cheap fish battered fillet thing.
Yes. Yeah. Now, where are we drinking this?
This one's tough.
I personally, I'm going to take a leaf from Gina and describe what I'm wearing, and it's very TMI, but it's a Friday night, obviously.
Lingerie and heels.
Well, clearly.
That's the Gina recipe for a nice wine.
I'm pre-drinking for an event, not like clubbing, but just like an event, and I'm in bed after a shower in my underwear because I'm early. And then I'm just like bucketing this down.
Yeah.
Because I'm going to a place where I cannot afford to drink properly.
Of course, yeah.
So I feel like this goes down so easily that I definitely
drink properly.
What?
You said you can't afford to drink properly outside the house. So no. This is drinking properly.
Yeah, it is for me. So you're like you're at home in your underwear, freshly out of a shower, just bucketing it down.
Yeah, I'm going to go with you on that. It's before either I don't know if I'm clubbing, but it's a night out. I'm going somewhere. And here, surprise, surprise, I think I'm in lingerie and I'm home alone. And there's, for some reason, I'm in a good mood. Which,
full face.
Yeah, full face.
Yep.
I'm in a good mood, which doesn't happen often. And I've got like Demi Lovato playing. And I'm like in the kitchen and I'm just pouring myself a wine as I'm doing my hair. And I'm just about to like head on out. And I'm feeling fierce and feeling good about myself. You know what I mean? You know those nights where you're just like, yes, I am sexual.
And so Andy, what kind of underwear are you wearing when you drink this wine?
Well, strangely, just underwear or maybe even none at all. It's tough.
It's a naked wine.
Well, it's tough because
because it makes you want to shimmy.
Yeah.
I don't want to be anywhere. Like, I would be quite happy to sit down of a Saturday afternoon with a stack of bills that I need to pay, pour myself a glass of this.
Who the hell wants to pay their bills?
I don't want to pay bills, but they have to be paid.
Yeah. And then this is a wine to pass the time.
Yeah, this is just a business as usual. Yeah. It's there because I want to enjoy something while I'm doing something mundane and boring.
Yeah.
Not because it's mundane and boring.
But because it lifts the mood.
Yeah, I also don't want to share it with anybody. It's just for me in that moment.
Well, I guess like all of you, I am alone drinking this wine. as soon as I drank it, I think I'm in a garden. It's a chilly winter's afternoon. There's sun and I'm just reading a book, drinking some wine.
Lovely.
And this is the wine that I'm drinking. It's kind of a relaxing, pass the time treat.
Yeah. We're all strangely in sync there.
Yeah. Oh, except I'm fully clothed. I'm sorry. In my ideal situation, I am wearing.
I just
don't you know
me,
that
I'm
literature.
I just can't imagine drinking wine and reading. Like, if I'm drinking wine, I'm invested in my wine.
Yeah.
So you're literally just sitting in your bed in your underwear. Focus solely on drinking wine.
There's probably Demi Lovato or Beyonce playing. And will I get up and start aggressively twerking? Like, I can't say I won't.
I mean, okay, I think that's just an essential difference between you and me. Like, I very rarely have the instinct to twerk.
Sometimes.
To shake that
I spend
moneymaker.
My life around children. I'm up with all the latest dance moves. And you got to try them. You got to try
them. I didn't know how that sentence was going to end.
I started and I was like, aha.
I know. Well, sometimes I'm not always in a good mood, but sometimes like I'm feeling myself. And I'll be like, yes, look at me. And then I'll play like some Iggy Azalea. And then I'll just be like, I'm going to see if I can still twerk.
I am got to try. So far from shaming all of your choices.
Oh no.
Like you do you. But like yeah, like reading and drinking wine, like I think though that's a match made in heaven in Zane's land.
But you seem to be much more adult than I am. Like I if I'm drinking, like I can't I don't have that definition between I'm drinking to just relax myself and I'm drinking to pass out. Well, on you're some definitely, random
you're, yeah, you're definitely amping yourself up, whereas I'm
you're slamming that straw into the goon bag and then emptying it as quickly as you can.
No time for a glass.
Never get time for that. Now, Scott, you are our guest here tonight.
Unfortunately, I'm joking. I've been subtly dropping hints to everyone. I'm like, I feel like I'd be really good on this show.
You are
finally perpetrated.
Now. Tell us, you are a guest. So do you think you could perhaps unburden yourself with something that grinds your gears?
So, as I mentioned, I'm a performer and teacher of the music thing.
Yes.
And I'll start by saying I'm very grateful for the work I get, have gotten, and will be asked to do. However, I get a lot of text messages and like Facebook messages regarding potential gigs, students, or jobs that I need to do for said students. And a lot of the time you'll get someone who messages you and then doesn't give you time to even see their message or respond, and they feel the need to call you six times to ensure that you got their message. And it's an issue when it's like, is everything was wrapped up nicely in that text message? Why are you calling?
Yeah.
And then a lot of the time the text hasn't even come through yet. So it's like, oh, I'll just have to put you on speaker. Yep, there it is.
Oh, okay. Wow.
And a lot of the time it's not even time sensitive. It's just like, could you maybe print this for, you know, next week?
Well, I've been waiting 5 seconds for a reply.
Welcome to the world of freelancing.
It's just...
So
I have so many problems with so many people.
It's just pick one channel of communication.
Exactly.
And stick with it.
And I don't even like talking on the phone that much. I'm like,
no, well, I hate
I'm
it.
I'm like, why are you talking to me? Like, I've got no.
That's my thing. I know my dad listens to this and I love you so much, Dad. But the thing is with my dad is he likes to call and he asks me, hi, how are you? What are you doing? That's good. And then he has nothing else.
My dad,
but he likes to stay on the phone.
My dad's similar to that. My mum and I will talk and unfortunately, we will drink wine and talk till the cows come home.
Yeah.
But as soon as I have to call my dad, he'll just take about 6 seconds between each response and then just be like, yep. And it's like, well, what do I do with that?
Yeah.
It's like,
I also have the habit of like, wait, there's a pause and then you both at the same time, but you didn't hear what the other person said. So there's another pause. And then you both go again. It's hell.
And it's like, you're my father. Why are things so uncomfortable?
I will chime in from the other end of the spectrum. My dad is a talker. I remember
your
growing up.
Lovely, though.
Yeah, he's a great guy. He definitely doesn't listen to this, so I've just complimented him for no reason. I'm not going to get any brownie points from
it. It's a shame. I'm sure he'd get a lot out of it.
Just sneakily sent him.
I've subscribed on all of his devices. They just need to say, "Hey Google, play the thing." But no, I remember when I was growing up in teenage years when we only had a landline. My father would be on the phone from whenever we finished dinner, so like 6:30, until about 9:30, 10, just calling and talking to his friends.
He's so popular.
Like a teenager. Like, obviously, like, that's when he did his book work and whatever, and the people that he was working with that arranged things. Like, there was work as well, but it was mostly just gossip.
How does one acquire that many people to talk to?
I know. It's just
he was a farmer, and he was part of a group of farmers in the area, so they're talking about, like, what's going on.
Farmer
and
wants a
weather
friend.
Stuff. And such like
call.
That.
It's just good classic networking.
Oh, no, I know. I'm not shaming.
It
I'm
is.
Just
no,
like,
it's just yes. Yeah, it was an old man network.
Yeah.
They are.
And I'm not like, I've figured it out. Dad, if you're listening, I've figured you out. Have you heard of the 5 love languages?
No, personally.
Okay.
I have.
Okay. I can't remember them all. There's physical touch. There's gift giving. There's words of affirmation.
Acts of service.
And gifts. I've said gift giving.
Did you?
Do them.
Have a scrap.
Quality time is the other
Quality
one.
Time. Okay, so my dad.
That's vague.
Okay.
Quality time is, no, the other ones are very definite things, but quality time,
Quality time is you just need to spend time together.
In like the same room. Yeah. You know what I mean?
But what if it's not quality? Like I've spent time in a room with a lot of people and it hasn't been quality.
Yeah. I see what you're saying. No, so my dad I think he likes to receive quality time. That's how he likes to receive and give love. And he also likes to give love through gifts and acts of service. Mm. So he might not be much of a talker, but he'll love to be in the same room as you, not talking, but just being there. So I know that when he calls me, he's like, this is the only way. Because I don't know how else.
Physically be there.
Yeah, yeah,
so
yeah.
He'll be there via a phone call.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Right.
Is there a theory accompanying these languages? Like do people predominantly fall into one category? Yeah, cite your sources.
Look, it's just
no,
like,
I've never heard of this before.
I don't know where I heard of it.
It's a fairly famous classification of
I think okay. there's a book about
kind
it.
Of personalities.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of it's achieved meme status now. Yeah. Okay. I personally am a gift giver. / acts of service person.
Mm. Okay, so people do gravitate towards one or two of these predominantly.
Yes. So mostly okay. It's you have two that you really like and the others kind of fall where they may. And it can be as serious or as not serious as you like. I kind of take it with a grain of salt as I do with star signs and the Myers-Briggs, you know what I mean?
But yeah. It is I guess it's a good way of communicating what kind of behavior you would like to
from
see
friends, from someone. Romantic partners, family.
I hate giving gifts.
See, yeah, I love so giving gifts.
I would love to be good gifts. At it, but I suck at it. I love receiving gifts. I'm selfish.
Yeah, yeah.
But I can't.
See, we would get along fine. I like giving gifts. You like getting gifts. The end.
Yeah. See, I love quality. Okay, this is with, I think, romantic partners.
Mm. Right.
Because there's a big difference between family, friends, and romantic partners. For instance, friends, quality time, don't need it. I honestly, I'm such an introvert, and I worked this out the other day. If I could live with someone who didn't talk to me and just waved at me as I went in the door, that would be my perfect roommate. Because honestly, when I'm at home, I want to be silent. That is my recharging time. So it's very hard for me if I come home and somebody's like, how are you? This is what happened to me. Gossip, gossip, gossip. Because I'm like, I just spent the whole day doing that.
See, I have your perfect roommate.
Is it you? Just,
he just, like, we just wave at each other.
Oh.
And then we just sort of go to our separate rooms.
Oh, I love
and if
that.
Someone seriously needs to vent, we just come with a cider in
yes!
hand.
Yes. Oh, my God. That's amazing. That
and
is
then
so
we just
mean.
Have come bearing gifts to apologize for what I'm about
we
to
just
do to you.
Don't speak. No, I'm all for the complaining. I'm like, give me the tea.
Yeah. Yeah. See,
but then we just don't talk to each other and it's fantastic.
Yeah. I would rather not talk and then when you need to talk, vent to me and then after that, leave.
And then we just don't have to talk for a week.
Yes, I love that.
Yeah.
That's, I love that.
I have that roommate and it's everything you want and more.
I have a history with roommates, but that's a time. That's a time. That's
maybe you should start putting these things on the
ads. Well, because I was mistaken.
Oh.
Because I was like, you know what? I wouldn't mind someone who wouldn't mind a conversation. But now I realize I want a conversation a fortnight, not a day.
Someone who won't mind a conversation at the one time that I want a conversation and no other times.
Yep. Someone that can read my every thought and just...
You have a nice, you know, laminated poster thing on the fridge.
That'll
and you say, if you want a conversation, you book a time. Give me a week's notice at least.
No, but then the appointment comes and you're like, oh
I'm not ready
okay,
for
no,
it.
So what you do is you have two magnets on the fridge. One's pink and one's yellow. When the pink one is above the yellow one, no talking. When the yellow one is above the pink, then you if you want to, you can approach and we
if
can have a chat.
You absolutely feel the need to.
Yeah, yes. The need to.
That way you can change every day or you can go and change it.
Mm. Yeah. But with romantic partners, I think mine is quality time. Mostly, but then again, I still need my recharge time.
Yes, quality time in absolute silence.
Legit.
We will the be most like, quality time.
Yes, let's enter the monastery of love where we must take a vow of silence. To prove yourself by not speaking for the next year.
Tell me you love me and then nothing else. and then also physical touch. And it's not sexual, but I just like to always be touching. And I don't know why. Like,
I get that.
Do you like to be touched?
Depends.
Yeah, see, that's a tough one because it's hard when you want to demonstrate love for someone by touching them, but you don't want to receive their touch.
Mm. Well, the ultimate touch, are you a snuggler when you sleep or do you want to have absolute separation?
Both.
Okay.
So sometimes
that makes no sense.
But I don't mind. I don't mind.
Classic Gina answer.
I don't mind a bit of snuggle at the start, but when it comes to sleep time, you get away from me.
Yes.
You get your ass to your side of the bed and you fucking stay there.
So your answer to Andy's question is no snuggling, please, when I'm sleeping. Snuggle when we're not sleeping. Sleep time, no snuggling.
Even then, I'm just still like snuggling to a stage, but then I'm like, okay, but seriously.
It's snuggling to like, seriously, how much longer does this have to go on?
Exactly. I always get uncomfortable. Like, I'm such a fidgety person. Yeah. That I'm just like, all right.
It doesn't have to be complicated. It can just be your legs touching while you're doing your own thing.
Here's my thing, right? We can be on the other sides of the bed, but if you're not touching me with like an arm, a leg, or a butt or a back, I'm like, no, what the fuck? Why do you hate me?
You're a cat. You're a cat, and that's what cats do. They will be as far away from you as possible while still just touching you.
That's what I like, because I'm like, oh, I just want to be alone, but just, okay, hi. And I think at the start, if you're really into them, and at the start of a relationship, like snuggling's the best thing. There's a sweet spot, and then after that, it's back to like,
I've reviewed your application for physical contact, and I have to say you haven't.
You haven't complied.
I feel like that you need to write out a contract to get someone to sign.
I'm
like,
so
in the first week of the relationship, this is what I expect, and this is what I'm willing to give.
We will reach certain milestones, and you have to be aware of the reduction in physical touch that are required at each milestone.
I'm very contradicting. So, like, with my current partner, there'll be times where I'm like, oh, yes, so snuggly. And then there'll be days where, like, I'll go over to his place and I'm not exactly all over him. And then he'll be like, wow. What's the change?
If you're pissed off, you don't necessarily want to be holding hands or anything. Just because you're so angry and, you know, I don't want to share this nice moment while I've got all this hatred inside. I understand that.
But I think we're both cats because when I'm like, oh, snuggly, he's like, yes, okay. And then when I'm like, yeah, whatever, I'm busy, he's like, oh. And I'm like, the one time I'm not all over you. Like, calm down, mate.
Yeah, calm anyway. Down. The end.
The five love languages, am I right?
Right.
Well, I mean, we were talking about emails at the start, I think.
I mean, the conversation took a very natural turn.
Teams with the theme.
Yeah.
Teams with the theme.
Oh, dear. All right. Well,
it's all about expectations on other people's time.
And just communicating what you actually want.
Exactly right.
Too hard.
And you can be overbearing.
Just don't communicate with me every 3 seconds.
Communication, except with Eugenia, where you want everything and nothing at the same time. And I can't be responsible if you make the wrong choice.
I'm not going to tell you. Figure it out.
It's pretty reasonable.
All right.
Again, just read my mind.
Well, I think that is us for a week. Once again, we've been sponsored by thewinegallery.com.au. You can find links to their website and our promo code in the show notes, as well as on our website. Gina is just AWOL at the moment. And so you go there, you use our promo code, you will get $25 off your first order. And if you use that $25 to add an extra bottle to your order, your delivery will also be free.
I'm back. It
Hooray.
Is free.
It's
good
free.
Time.
More wine is better wine.
More wine, better wine. That's right. And really, 4 bottles a month is like the
That's
bare
not enough,
minimum.
I was going to say. 4 a week.
Well, to be fair, you're trying new wines. True. So you have to see which ones you like.
And
then you
like
buy
the
in bulk.
Bottle, the $6 shit.
No.
Oh, no.
It's no, no whispers.
Oh.
I'll tell you that much.
Anyway, thank you again, Scott, for joining
thank
us.
Thank you.
Do you have anything to plug while you're here?
Yes, actually, I'm performing at the Doobop Jazz Bar next Tuesday with the University of Queensland Big Band,
My
which should be lovely.
this might be coming out after that.
This well, be coming then out I mid-June. Don't at this stage.
Well, who knows I hope it was a good gig.
I'm ignoring.
It was a pleasure to see you.
I'm currently ignoring gig texts, so.
Yeah, fair.
As we know.
I hope none of your people are listening to this because they're like, I called him 5 times.
I was on the toilet.
I was in the shower. That's my excuse. Always. I
was drinking.
In the shower. All right. So thank you, Scott. And thank well, you. I'm sure we'll be seeing you again.
I hope so. This has been my favorite thing
on the planet. Thank you, Andy.
Always a pleasure.
As always, thank you, Gina.
Thank you, Zane.
Well, you're welcome. And until next time, keep drinking wine and whining all week.
So, what should I listen to now?
We are Castology. This is our podcast about podcasts. We are your castologists, Patrick Shearer,
Liz Best,
and Zainzi Weber.
Each week, we'll bring you three of the best and sometimes not so best podcasts around. We'll also do the hard work and trawl the RSS feeds to find the newest podcast that should be on your radar.
And then next week, we come back and tell you what we thought of the recommendations and bring three new sparkling podcasts to check out.
Now, will we always agree with each other's picks?
Probably not. But hey, you're clever. You know that's how reviews work.
We're available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or any podcatcher of your choice.
That's Not Kind of Productions podcast.